Hi, and welcome to Parent Talk hashtag with Bev. As the tagline always says, I'm a black mother of West Indian descent with two young adults living in London, UK, and I'm not an expert at anything, but I'm just sharing some advice or experience thoughts in the hope that they help someone somewhere. So I haven't even sat down and really tried to collect my thoughts around what I'm going to be talking about today. It's just that, you know, there's just so much going on. You just do not know which way to turn, left or right, up, down, middle, center. I mean, it's just like, you know. So my phone's been pinging off because I'm in various rooms, social media rooms. But, you know, I just thought rather than sit down and try and sort something out, let me just talk about this now. So I was just going through and one of my friends who works in a certain area, she posted in the room that she'd heard schools in the UK will be moving to online learning from the 9th of December 2020. And I was like, really? And she's just like, yeah, we work closely with University College London postgrad students, and they've been told to move, and we've been told to move all the curriculum online, as all education institutes are now being told to move all learning online by the 9th of December. And I was like, really? But yesterday, when I got a message from my 17-year-old who is in the second year of her A-levels, all right, she sent me the notice that Wales, which is in the United Kingdom, their GCSE and A-level exams in Wales are cancelled for 2021. So this must have been off of a Twitter because it says Wales GCSE, AS and A-level exams in summer 2021 are to be cancelled with grades based on classroom assessments. Education Minister Kirsty Williams said it was impossible to guarantee a level playing field for exams due to the ongoing impact of COVID-19 pandemic. Head teachers would work on a national approach to ensure consistency, she said. Assessments will be done under teacher supervision and will begin in the second half of the spring term. They will be externally set and marked, but delivered within the classroom. This work will form the basis for centre-based outcomes, which will be linked to an agreed national approach to provide Wales-wide consistency, Ms. Williams says. She added, cancelling exams would also give time for teaching to continue through the summer term. Teachers would have flexibility on when to take the assessments within the context of results timelines. Okay, so my daughter sent that to me and I was just like, yes, something else that I've got to try and take into consideration. So I sort of, she sent a message, my daughter, saying, wow, hopefully Boris does what's good for him. And I was like, wow, that means you need to work hard now and make it count just in case England or London decides to follow the same pattern as Wales and cancel the exams next year. Because look, if you think about it, from March 2020, which is what, maybe 5 months into my daughter starting her A-levels, September, October, November, December, January, February, March, all right, 6-7 months into her starting her in her A-levels, she's been out of the education from March to July, okay? Which, you know, when you're doing A-levels or when you're doing any kind of preparation for exams, that's a big chunk. And when you're at school, the reason they're so mad about you coming in every day, because they're teaching something every day. So if your attendance is all over the place, you're going to miss stuff. And then there's going to be gaps in your knowledge, okay? So there's big gaps in an A level, right? So at first she was like motivated and she was doing really well, but then by I got called into the school when she went back in September because they were concerned that the assessments that they'd done to see where she was have put her second to bottom in the class, and out of the sixth formers. And I was just like, well, what do you expect? But they said, oh, but the other kids have managed to maintain their grades and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, do you know what? Yeah, that's a good point. So I just, you know, basically said to my daughter, look, at the end of the day, I know that, you know, we're all trying to get our heads around 2020 and the pandemic and the impact of it. And we've been in lockdown and we've been trying to cope with that, as well as other things that have been going on. But, you know, what is it you need to help you? Because I'll help you. I can't study for you. I can't take the exam. But, you know, if you need food in the house and, you know, the electricity bills paid and stuff like that, just so you have the basic stuff, you need quiet. You know, I'm not going to be playing my big music all over the place so that you can focus. You know, I'm not going to expect you to clean and do the housework, wash the dishes, wash clothes, blah, blah, blah. You know, if that's what it takes for you to focus on your studies, then I'm all for it. I'm in. I will support you. But, you know, and I just say to her, you know, look, if you can put the effort in now, and I know it's madness now, but if you can put the effort in now, then if you decide that you don't want to go university because that's the next route, or you just want to do an apprenticeship because you want to work and earn money while you can, because we don't know what the future holds, or even if you want a gap year, and you know, if gap year, that's leisurely for white people. They go away and travel on holiday, you know, that don't work for me. If you're going to take a gap year from studying or anything, then you still need to look for a job, because I'm still having to take care of you and maintain the house that we're living in. So I just said to her, you know, these are all the options available to you. You know what I mean? You're lucky you've got options, you know, but these are options available to you. You take them. So today, to read from in one of those rooms that they're thinking of, you know, that they're putting all the curriculum online, makes me think to myself, if you're going to put everything online, you're probably planning for a potential for the kids not to be, for the kids not to be in school and to be back in lockdown. You're planning, okay, it might not happen, but if you're planning, let's just say you're planning that from the 9th, when everything is online, if the government says we haven't got a hold on this pandemic or this virus, you know, it's winter, people who've got flu, they've got flu, and everyone's panicked about even if you snivel or sneeze, then, you know, we're going to say you need to stay home, all right? And we're going to protect, because there's a teachers union that are saying, you know, what about teachers? You know, you're expecting them to go into schools and work, but, you know, at the end of the day, the measures that are being taken might not be enough to safeguard them from the virus, and they're frontline workers and they can be vulnerable. So, you know, the government could turn around and just sort of say, you know, after all of this headache, everybody don't go to work, schools close. They could, who knows, right? So then, as a parent, what do I do? What advice do I give my children or my child? I've got one at university, right? We're paying tuition fees and, you know, taking out a loan in order for her to be away. And now, what? You're saying there's a potential that the exams may, because you can bet your bottom dollar, right, that if Wales are saying this, right, other Scotland, London, Britain, west of England, they're going to say, well, hang on a minute. If that's one rule for one, they don't want their kids to be disadvantaged, then we all, United Kingdom, we all might as well do the same thing. So that means that the assessments that you're going to be doing in class, you're going to use those for grading. And don't tell me that you're not going to use classwork and the ethic of the young person, the way that they've applied themselves and all the rest of it. You think none of that subjective prejudice is going to come into it? You know what I mean? You know, and it's well documented. Data definitely shows that, you know, black students, the teachers' expectations of black student is far less than their white counterparts, and that when they go into exams, they perform better than the expectation or the prejudice that teachers sometimes have that can prevent them from, you know, prevent them from projecting that this young person could do better in the exam. Look, I'm not arguing, right? I know what I know because I've done my research around that particular thing, and I know, right? So I'm just saying to my daughter, look, it's better you know, she's never been laxy on that level apart from recently. I'm like, you know, it's better to put the effort in now and rather than do it later. So anyway, I posted this in our parent power room just to say to parents, look, you know, it's information, it's come through. I'm not trying to panic anybody. I've said not to panic any parents, but I have a whisper that educational institutes have been advised to move their curriculum online from the 9th of December 2020. This might mean our children will be relying on distant learning. So for those with contracts, please sort out the best deals for Wi-Fi. I hope I am wrong, but better to be prepared, right? So another parent in there says, this is true for universities. I'm not sure it includes schools, but better to be safe, I guess. And I said, yep, for universities who are mainly online at present anyway. And then I said, my daughter sent me this information, which I've shared with you with that Wales thing. And then I said, I told my 17-year-old, you know, just in case, they use teachers' assessments that she needs to buckle down now. Another parent says, I think that's sound advice. It's likely exams will be cancelled. And then I've said, sad, and I would like to be wrong, but it's 2020. Okay? If you had said to me in January the 1st, 2020, Happy New Year, what do you see the new year 2020 looking like? Absolutely nowhere in my sentence or my paragraph would I have said that we would have a pandemic that would see us shut down business, food shop, that we'd see people running out there buying toilet paper like it was going out of fashion, that there would be people who couldn't feed themselves. Oh, no, that's my phone, sorry. You know, people couldn't feed themselves, although that's always been the case. There's always been people who've been on the breadline and they've just been invisible. But obviously, because I've been in the position where I've been working with a charity, you know, and families, you can see direct impact of, you know, them having to choose between, you know, Wi-Fi or food. And food wins every time for the family. You know what I mean? And it's, if you had said this to me in the new year, I would have just not, you know, pandemic, COVID-19. I wouldn't have said any of that. I would have been saying something like, oh, you know, I want to go on holiday and where I want to go. I would have been saying, you know, my desire is to, you know, pick of something for that I want to do for my birthday. Do you know what I mean? Nothing, 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 absolutely nothing would have prepared me for 2020. So when I say that I've, you know, we're talking about the potential for our students, our children who are taking GCSEs or A-levels, the likelihood that they could potentially not be taking exams next year and that it could be all, what's its name, all based around assessments, anything's possible. It's 2020. Anything's possible. So what I want to say, I mean, you know, there's just, I want to say, let's be hopeful. Let's be optimistic. There are lots of challenges. You know, we're in our second lockdown, okay? And although, you know, some of the stores are open, i.e. the food stores are open, so we don't need to rush and buy toilet paper, although I wish somebody would give some people the memo, because I see them with more toilet paper in their trolley than anything else, than food. And I'm like, if the shops were going to close, I would understand. But anyway, put a pin in it, Bev. What I think is that at the end of the day, right, we're in a second lockdown. And as much as we've been through the first one, which was difficult, and, you know, there are repercussions for that, the second one, because so shops are open, because some businesses are open, you get this sense of normality in inverted commas. But, you know, we can't socialize. Pubs are closed. We're not allowed on the street to be in groups of six, which we were bubbles before. But now it's like you can only meet one other person from another household. So, you know, the badminton that I used to play, the clubs where we were doing bubbles, you know, you were on a court with six people and that was your bubble. That stopped. So I can't even do that for exercise. The aqua classes that I was doing, aqua aerobics, which was in the water doing aerobic classes, 2 meters away from other people in chlorine pool, I might add, bleach, right? They've stopped that. All of the gyms and everything like that have closed. So yet again, no more exercising on that level. The only thing that I did do was call my trainer from X amount of years ago, and I started doing training with him in the park. And I'm so glad, because now I can meet one person outside my household. We can go in the park. He can stay 20 meters as he barks at me. Let's do another set of 20 and another set of 20. And then can you give me 30 and then another set of 30? And how many sets is that now? Shall we just do 3 sets? No, actually, let's do 5 sets. And before you know it, I've done 500 reps of exercises. But, you know, if I didn't have that, then what? I'd be walking around a park? Yeah, I could walk around a park. But It's just another thing, yet another layer of something that I've got to, as parents, we've got to take on board. Now, I've only got 2 kids. Imagine those who've got like 5 children, 4 children, more children. What about those who were carers? What about foster parents? What about those who've adopted children? You know, they're still parents, regardless of what name you give them. But, you know, it's not like I'm coping with COVID just for me. And even then, that is a problem, because last night I was on the phone. So I've made a list of the single people that I know, well, it includes myself, but of the single people that are in my friendship group who I am purposefully or intentionally calling and connecting with during this second COVID, because this COVID 19 lockdown, because it really came across to me that if some of my friends, they might not have their family around, you know, that loneliness is a killer. And especially if you're going through loneliness and it's difficult on its own, right, without a pandemic, yeah, where everybody's paranoid about everything. So it doesn't cost me anything to call them to just find out how they are, or even to accept a call from somebody. So yesterday, same thing, a friend of mine who I know from the first lockdown was not coping so well with loneliness, and they called. And I just took the call immediately. I'm not saying I'm better than anybody else, but I just took the call. You know, easy to just sort of say you're busy. And I was busy. But at the end of the day, you know, I already made my intentions for me. And, you know, speaking, and you could hear in the tone of voice that she was not in a good place. And when she was talking, you know, we realized, yeah, you know what I mean? I was staying on that phone. We made plans to hook up. But, you know, I was on that phone for a while. Then I shared with her that I was going to be on this Zoom call about what relationship, single and a relationship thing. We went on that. We had a laugh. Do you know what I mean? And she was in a better place. She said, I feel a lot better. And I just think, you know, after I finished with that, I then called another friend of mine who I know's on his own just to check in, find out how he is, share a few jokes, a bit of a laugh. You know, this is a challenging time for us all. And, you know, even those who you think are coping well still have got their challenges to get through. So here we are as parents, you know, here I am as a parent with lots of things going on. And at the end of the day, I'm just trying to stay positive and hopeful about the future and about what I can do to support both my children to the best of my ability, and support myself and take care of myself so that I can still be positive about all of this stuff that's coming in. And, you know, as much as I'm in so many social media rooms and I'm on Twitter and all the rest of it, you know, there comes a point where I just detach and cut off, because it's not everything that I can take in. You know, there's just too many conversations, there's too many things going on. And if I want to stay positive and not go crazy, I'm going to have to manage the amount of negative news I take on board. So the only thing that I was taking on board today is about this education thing, because it's going to have an impact on my daughter, and it's going to have an impact on a lot of the parent power, South London parent power group that I'm in, because, you know, not everybody's got Wi-Fi, not everybody's got a computer, not everyone's got a laptop, not everybody's got a tablet, you know what I mean? That, you know, if you've got secondary and primary kids, you know, they're doing different work, and then you've got to still manage who is doing what on which apparatus. And to tell you the truth, the first time around when we were in lockdown, some kids only had a mobile phone, and you cannot do your work on the mobile phone. You need the laptop, you need the internet. I mean, if you're able to do that, you're better than me. You're better than me. But at the end of the day, if you have a job, or if you go into work, it's the employer's responsibility to ensure that you have the resources that you require in order to do that job. So, you know, as far as I'm concerned, you know, if you're gonna move your learning online, then you need to make sure that the kids in the school or in your class have access to online, because libraries are closed. So those families that were able to use the library computers and send their kids there to do work, libraries aren't open. So where are they going to go? So, you know, there's always a plus and a minus for everything. You know, so at the end of the day, for anybody, if you've got old laptops that you're not using, and you know that there's a family locally that might be able to benefit from using that, I'm not telling you, you know, that you've got to do anything. I'm just saying, you know, be mindful, because not everybody's pot is as full or as empty as you think. So, you know, I'm just going to see about supporting the parents that I can, and make sure that I kind of try and stay positive for me and mine. Anyway. Thanks for listening. You take care of yourselves. See, social media going off again. You take care of yourselves. Just be safe and just spend time with the ones that mean the most to you, and reach out to those who may be lonely during this period in any way that you can. But whatever you do, remain safe. Thanks for listening. Until the next one, take care. And I'm out.